MashaAllah. So good to see the youth coming forward, inshallah, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while we are coming, inshallah, those that are in the sihin area, those that are outside the masjid, those that are in the wudu kana, MashaAllah. You know, on a cold winter's night, we don't get much cold winters in Durban, right? But just imagine it's very cold, it's freezing, might be snowing, and you got a fireplace at home. See, Piperdy? You got a fireplace at home. Now, no one will sit far away from the fire. They'll come as close as possible to the fireplace. Why? So they can get the most benefit. So just like I said, this is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will emanate from the front, inshallah, from the speaker, inshallah, from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The closer we come, inshallah, the best will benefit, inshallah. We will have no distractions. So those who are still in the back, inshallah, the youngsters, please come forward, inshallah. Leave the wall for the older people. Our backs are so strong, inshallah. Please come forward, inshallah. MashaAllah. Bismillah. Fill it.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My beloved friends, first thing they say, it's not a bayan. So if I say it's a bayan, then already 50% of the mind goes off. But how many bayans are we going to listen to? One is the youngsters, they say, I go, I start off from Jummah, right? So Jummah, I have to listen to Bayan. Then I'll go somewhere else, maybe, I'll listen to a Bayan. I'll go home, my mother will give me a Bayan. My father will catch me somewhere, he'll give me a Bayan. I'll go Madrasa, my Ustad will give me a Bayan. I'll see someone in the street, some elder in the street, some uncle, if you go visit some family member, he'll catch me, got a Bayan for me. I go to school, my teachers give me a bayan how bad I am. And I got no adab and respect. And I can't do this right and that right. So already the moment you say bayan, the mind is off. 50% say, hey, another bayan coming my way. Like a ton of bricks, someone's throwing stones. This is not a bayan. But rather this is a reminder for every one of us what we all need for our entire life. How much of bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And what do we need to do in return? Allah has blessed us with so much of His bounties. Today we know. So amongst our circles of friends, so there's many types of friends we get. But the elder boys will know that hardly ever you meet up with your school friends. Once you move on to either university, you move on to madrasa, to Darul Uloom, then you got new friends, you continue afterwards, but you hardly meet up. But in the school environment, when you're still now our age, we got different types of friends. So one type of friend is, that friend will come when he knows the luncheon is nice. So he's eyeing our lunch. Some friend will come, he knows that, you know, this friend of ours, he sorts us out. Like, he won't buy a can of Coke, he'll buy a 2 liter. So I don't have to buy, we all sorted out. So we know which friends to be with. But how do we know and what to do and who to be with for our entire lives? How will we know that who will benefit us for our entire lives? So this is just a reminder for every one of us. That we're sitting here for a few moments. That we're sitting here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the bounties Allah had blessed us with. Allah had blessed us with the bounty of Iman. Do we understand the bounty of Iman? Allah had blessed us with the bounty of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Do we understand the bounty of this kalima? What does it mean to us? What will it mean to us in the grave? What will it mean to us when we reach Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah? Allah has blessed us with parents, many of us. What does it mean to have a mother? What does it mean to have a father? Allah has blessed us with ustads and teachers. What does it mean to have a ustad and teacher? Allah has blessed us that we came to our masjid. What does it mean to have a masjid nearby? And what does it mean that we are fortunate to sit in the house of Allah, to sit in the masjid? Some people are very, very far away. Go to some places, people won't hardly ever travel to a masjid. Recently we were in one place, not far away. Yes, people are close by to a musalla and masjid. But there was one person we met, out in Jamaat, in the path of Allah. This person hasn't read Jummah namaz for 9 months. And yet he's close to a masjid. Not far from Stanger. One person never read Jummah namaz for 8 years. And yet he's close by to masjids. Now how is it possible? See, Allah has blessed us with the bounty that we have realized, or we are able to realize who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're able to realize that we have a masjid near us. We're able to realize that we can link ourselves to Allah. We're able to realize that we can have good friends. We're able to realize what to do and how to do every day of our lives. So these bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. So many of his bounties. We have to remind ourselves day in, day out, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us in our age, in our time. And we got so much things to do. What we could have been doing now? We could have been sitting now at home. Today, unfortunately, because it's raining. But otherwise, we could have been sitting at some soccer grounds, at some astroturf, or at some restaurants, or at some other places, some other corners, and we could be chilling with our friends, and we could be doing different things, or we could be sitting and chatting away on the chats, or we could be sitting and snapping on the snaps, and we can be doing some other things on X, with the X's and whatever else. So all of that a person can get involved in. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us that tawfiq, that you came to my house. I will be your host. I will allow you to be in my home, in my house. You will be in the masjid for a few moments. You will be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few moments. You will sit here and you will gain reward, you will gain sawab for a few moments. So how valuable is this? This world, we can't see it. We can't understand it. The thing that we learn in this world and all that we know of in this world is what? If I learn, I will earn. If I learn well, I can earn well. If I know well, I'll get well. Which means a person will say, you know what, I want to become such and such person. I will get a degree. I will go to this university. I will get this, and this will happen. So all it is the mindset. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works in a different way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent of all these things around us. Allah is independent. Who doesn't ask a person who doesn't want wealth? Who doesn't want money? No, I'll say, no, I don't want money. Someone comes, your father comes to you and offers you, my son, the weekend is coming up. There's extra spending money for you, extra 400 and extra 500 and. Who will say, no, I don't want it. I don't like money. Money is very bad. Everyone will say like that here. Maybe there is some pious boy sitting here. They'll say, no, we don't like money too much. Father comes up to you, or some person comes up to you in a family and say, oh, my son, there's a brand new iPhone here. The latest. Who will say, no, I don't want it. Everyone will say like that. Everyone will say, first thing you'll take it. You won't even hardly say Jazakallah. Jazakallah is not finished. We're already in contact with our friends. See what I got. Got the latest iPhone. And you show it off to them now. Also, who will say I don't want it? We all understand what it is. We understand the value of it. We understand what is behind it. We understand we got a complex. All of us got a complex. So when we go out with our friends or we got something, no one will go out with a Nokia 3310. Saw my phone, I can take a picture. This is 30, this thing got a camera also. What a phone I have. He'll hide it away. If a person got such a phone, he'll hide it away. He wear kurta also, he put in his pants pocket. No one must know he got that phone. So we got a complex. We want, because why do we want certain things? Why do we enjoy certain things? Why do we enjoy showing it and enjoying it with others? It's because we understood the value of that. We understood that iPhone got such and such value. We understood that person would respect me a little bit more if he sees my phone. We understand that person sees my haircut and he sees my clothing. A person will respect me more. He knows, hey, I'm somebody. We want to be somebody in the eyes of everyone, in the eyes of our friend. So our complex, we got an identity. You remember Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi. You even know what a great man he was. What was his story? Who was Junaid Baghdadi? Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi. He was the wrestler of his time. Now when we say Junaid Baghdadi, meaning rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, may Allah elevate him, may Allah forgive him. And we say he's such a great saint of his time. But before becoming the greatest saint of his time, what was he? Junaid Baghdadi, he was the wrestler, he was known to be the wrestler of his time. He was known to be the, what do you say, the man of his time. He was the man of the time. Everyone wanted to be with him. Everyone wanted to be around him. Everyone wanted to be his friend. When he entered that boxing ring and he wanted to wrestle, then he was 100%. Like, he was definitely going to win. Nowadays, I'm not going to mention the names. You all know the names here. There's a boxing match, a wrestling match. No. That's our man, he's a Muslim. We go watch the match. We must see that match tonight. Why? It's a Muslim versus a non-Muslim. And he's going to knock him out in no time. And then he'll say, no. Plus, on top of that, he'll tweet and he'll say, no, I'm a Muslim. And only my strength comes from Allah. And we get so happy. We don't realize in that, we're watching one haram box. And how much of guna sometimes is happening in watching that haram box. And how much of time, how many a time we're missing our salah in the masjid. And we're leaving out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know those, today's time, the wrestlers of the time and the persons who have the titles of the time. Junaid Baghdadi had the title of the time. And no one could beat him. So one day, now it was getting too common that he was just winning all the matches. So one day they decided, the organizers of, we were Junaid's managers and organizers now. They said, you know what, let's make it a little bit more interesting. So he's coming to Iraq. They say, you know what, we put up a poster. And they put up a poster there, whoever can beat Junaid in the wrestling match, there's such a great reward for him. Whatever was the reward that time, so many thousands and whatever else was the reward. They say, let's put up these posters all over the city. And whoever can be, so like this year, people want to come. Now they'll see a reward, huge amount and huge sum of money. We can win something. So let us, at least someone will come forward, someone will challenge him. And there'll be some entertainment also. And because he's known as the wrestler of the time, let's see who will take up the challenge. We don't know who will take up the challenge. So like this year, they put up posters everywhere that Junaid Baghdadi will be coming to Iraq. And when he comes here, there'll be a challenge. Meaning, let's see who can overcome and overpower Junaid. There will be such a reward, such a huge reward. So the posters are put up everywhere. People are seeing the posters. There was that last moment, now the arena was set, the stadium was set, the king of Persia, of Iraq was there also. So everyone was there, the governors and the people, the governors and the people, huge stadium. As they all sit in there, there's a commotion in the entrance. The one old man, he sees this poster. He sees there's a chance, maybe I can get something. He sees the reward. He's not even seeing the name. He doesn't know the name. He doesn't know who's this person, Junaid. He sees, maybe I got a chance. Old man, frail, weak. He himself can't. He's a walking stick. Can't walk properly. He sees the reward. And he goes by the entrance. So they ask him, what is coming here for? Where do you want to go? Ask for his ticket. He said, no, I don't need a ticket. I came for the challenge. So they're laughing at him. Say, what are you going to do? You can't hold your walking stick straight. How are you going to enter? And who are you going to challenge? You know Junaid. See, leave doing Junaid. I want to go. I'm talking, I need to win that reward. So tell him that, you know, you can't. You're not going to manage inside here. There's a whole commotion there at the entrance. Now he's insisting he wants to go in. They tell him, they're trying to pacify him. No, uncle, Baji, listen here. You won't manage inside there. One knock, he might miss you too. In that little bit of wind, when he miss you, you'll fall down. You might lose the match like that. So rather don't go take a chance. He said, no, I want to go in. Eventually, somehow or the other, he makes his way inside. They allow him. As soon as they see him coming, and now everyone's sitting around and sees this old man enters the arena. He enters the boxing ring. When this old man enters the boxing ring, a little bit now they say, one is the old man, and that side is Junaid. They take almost certain who's going to win the match. But he has something else in mind. So as he enters the boxing ring, he understood now what's going to happen. I have to wrestle a little bit. So he puts his walking stick down, and he makes some signs, you know, like warming up a little bit. Oh, I can fight a little bit too. So he's doing like he's warming up. Junaid is sitting there, cool and calm. He doesn't need to warm up now. He says, what an opponent I got now. This is an easy match. But anyway, since he came forward, let's do what we have to do. As they're going around now, they're warming up. You know how they warm up in the boxing ring. From this side, and they run that side, and they run. They won't touch each other. First 10 minutes, you're looking, everyone's glued. But no one's hitting each other, no one's punching each other. They're just punching the air. And everyone's glued and watching. Eventually, when the referee blows the whistle, enough of warm up now, let's get to the match and let's get to the game. The old man was a little bit clever too. That's why always we stick to our elders. Always we stick to our seniors. We come out in the path of Allah, we go in Jamaat, we go with some elder, we go with some alim, we go with some ustad. We learn so much, we'll benefit so much. We want to do things, we ask our senior, we ask our parents, we ask our ustad. The old man, he knew, there's no chance for me. He's going to knock me out. So he said, okay, we'll make a plan. I will make a plan so he doesn't knock me out first round. So he, as soon as the referee blows the whistle, the old man, he goes nearer to Junaid, making some signs. Junaid also is hesitant now. He knows he can win it. But he hesitant to hit the old man. How many hit him? Just let him take the first shot. So old man comes, just like he hit him, he pulls it back, comes again. Eventually he finds the right moment. He moves, like very fast. And he jumps onto Junaid Baghdadi's back. So he's holding him from the back now. He's holding him from the back and he's here. So he's holding him from the back and he's jump onto him. Now Junaid is trying to get him off, but he can't throw him off also because he's only holding him tight. So he can't, he don't want to hit him also. He's trying to drop him down. Anyway, in all of that day, it carries on like this here. Junaid is trying. The old man whispers something in the ear of Junaid. And he says, he whispers to him something. And he says, don't worry, you know what, you'll be sorted out, I'll also be sorted out. So what did he whisper? Now understand, we've got to be talking about Junaid, who was the wrestler of the time, the boxer of his time. He had the title of his time. Now, if he's going to lose this match, imagine what's going to happen. The whole world going to talk about him, that he lost. I mean, he won so many matches, he won so many titles, he won so many belts. And yet now he's losing to an old man. Hardly walks straight, he's losing to this old man. Anyway, he understands what he has to do. This old man whispers to him in his ear. What does he whisper? He says to Junaid, listen, I came to wrestle you, not that I can wrestle you, but I need to win this reward. I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our family hasn't eaten for many, many days on end. That is why, allow me to win this match. Never mind. You just allow me to win this match. And you'll be taken care of. Allah will see you right. Junaid understands what happens. Eventually then, this man jumps off, old man jumps off. Still, Junaid has to play it also. So he plays it like he's trying to win. This old man pins him down. He wakes up a little bit again. There's a few more punches being thrown into the air. Eventually he goes down. This old man sits on him. Old man sits on him, acting like he can't come up at all. Referee says, 1, 2, 3, see, even count to 5 also. This time nothing happening. Junaid not waking up. And he blows the whistle, everyone's shocked. What happened here? There's silence. Normally when there's a win, everyone is shouting, screaming. It is complete silence. What happened here? Junaid lost, old man won. And the old man takes his reward, and he goes away. Junaid also quietly sneaks out of the stadium, and he goes away. But in his mind, he knew what he had to do at that time. He goes home, he sneaks away. People are still wondering, what happened here? In the night, he sees a dream. And he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses him and tells him, oh Junaid, like something to this effect, like you were the wrestler of the time, you were the man of the time, you win all the matches. Here today, you gave honor and izzah to my family. Meaning you honored my family was going through hardship and difficulty, my progeny. And you lost, meaning you lost face in front of the entire arena, in front of the entire people. Today you lost that honor. Allah will give you honor. And his Rasulullah sallam tells him this in a dream. From then on, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, what honor he received, he became the saint of his time. He became the most pious person of his time. That people will flock to him to take from his knowledge. People will flock to him to sit in his company. People will flock to him to see him practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? But he gave up and he understood the honor of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today when we come out in the path of Allah, we know what we are going through. We know the entire world, how it is happening and moving around us. We all want to be the man of the time. We all want to be the hero of the time. Junaid was the hero, but he let it go. He was the hero of the time. We think that if we wear certain clothes, we're the hero of the time. We think that if we do a certain action, we're the hero of the time. We think if we cut our hair in a certain way, we're the hero of the time. But here the real hero and the real Superman is that person who comes onto sunnah, that person who can link himself, youngster, be young, we can do so many things. We can go to the shopping places, we can waste our hours away there. Person can go to the haram movies, and he can watch one after the other. See, and tonight, imagine now you're sitting in the masjid, There you can be sitting with popcorn and whoever else on the right and left and being what in what. And here you're sitting in the house of Allah. So nothing goes just like that. Here we want to become the hero of the time. We have to become the hero of the time in the right way. How do we become the hero of the time? We become the hero of the time when we give our time to Allah. When we give our time to Rasulullah. When we give our time for the love of Allah. Then we will become the hero of the time. Allah will make us see it. Allah will make us see things that anywhere else we can't see. Allah will make us experience things anywhere else we can't experience. Allah will give us His sweetness that anywhere else we can't experience that sweetness. We can't taste that sweetness. So we all like to enjoy. We all want to enjoy. When we play soccer, no one says we're playing for soccer for nothing. We're playing soccer to enjoy. We want to enjoy ourselves. We want to enjoy that game. We want to enjoy that match. And our understanding of enjoy is to win that match. So everyone plays with a full heart, with a full energy. Even if it's our brother on the opposite match, how we'll fight? So on the same team too, how we'll fight? You miss the ball, you miss that goal. What's wrong with you? Like, you should pass it. Why are you acting selfish? You don't want to pass the ball. How we get it? Like, that one goal we miss, taking off with it. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, alignment not right. Closest high cue, take you there. One this, one miss. So how we play so seriously the game of soccer. That our one miss of the goal also. We take it seriously, we're fighting, we're shouting, we're screaming, something we're using colorful language also. What happened to you? And then this colorful language comes back also. We all know what language we use. So that happens why? Because we are so serious. We love that game. We want to win that game. Yeah, we have to win with Allah. We have to love Allah. We have to come out in the path of Allah. When we come out in the path of Allah, we'll still play the game. But now we're starting to love Allah. We will learn to talk about Allah. Imagine now we saw something new came out. Some new car came out. Some new cell phone came out. Imagine how we all talking about it. We know we don't have it, we don't own it. But we can talk and talk and talk. We got pictures of it. Our background on our phone is that picture also. And we can see about it so much also. And we'll go buy one t-shirt and one jean and we'll buy some clothing in the name of that car also. And we'll do all of those things. Why? Because we love it so much. And we love it so much. Yeah, when we come out in the path of Allah, we learn to love Allah. We learn to link up with Allah. We learn to, who is Allah. That is why, respected friends, that we are all young. We all have energy. We all want to do things that we love. We all want to do things enjoyably. When we come out in the path of Allah, then we will do things and we will learn a different enjoyment. We will taste a different enjoyment. We will see things that we can't see anywhere else. Allah will help us. Allah will be on our side. Allah will help us win, pass our exams. We all coming to exams now, just now December. Last week we said something nice, you know. Someone said, like, now we're coming to exams. So after the exams, our fathers will check the report and say, right, you wanted to do this, you wanted to go holiday, you wanted a certain gift, you wanted a certain, whatever you wanted. Let's see your report first. After the report, now we'll see whether we can give it to you, buy you for you, nothing. Or rather you must go work, whole holiday, punishment. You're grounded, or you go work, or you go here, or we're sending you madrasa, whole holiday. So one father was checking the report. He was checking this report of his son. And he's telling his son, you know what, you're failing, you're scraping some of these subjects. How come you're scraping? So the son doesn't know what to give, what answer to give. You see, but daddy, you know, that time you were also in school, you were something that you also were scraping. It wasn't so good, like, you know, your marks also weren't 100% now. My marks were now, something's happened here. The father tells him, hey, listen, when we were in school, things were tough. Sometimes we had to miss school, we had to go work with our fathers, we had to go on the road, we had to go and sell something. There was no food in the house sometimes. Things were tough, we never even had school shoes. So, I had to be absent sometimes. So the boy is thinking now, what excuse is he going to make to his father that how he flopped up that exam, how his belly scraping. So he tells his father, I was also absent. Not I was also, he's also absent. See, also absent. Father says, what do you mean absent? I took you to school all the time. Every day I took you, I made sure you went to school. He says, father, no, absent. Absenteeism caused this. How he caused it? He said, not me. When that boy sitting next to me in the exam, he was absent. So I failed also. So we know, respected friends, we all want to win. We all want to pass. But how are we going to pass? We have to learn Allah first. Learn to talk about Allah. from our young age, from now, we come out in the path of Allah. We go out in the path of Allah for a few days, for long days, short time, whatever. But we will learn who is Allah. Allah will teach us Himself who is Allah. We will enjoy our dunya, we will enjoy our akhirat. We will all have to die one day, and we have to wake up one day also. Allah will bring us back to life. But when we come back to life, we will be questioned how we use our time, how we use our youth, how we use our wealth. We're going to be questioned. So like this year, we have to come out time and time again. The best training ground for us is not the soccer ground. The best training ground for us is not the AstroTurf. There we learn to kick. Maybe a lineman will come right with the ball a little bit. We'll be able to kick straight, sometimes still kicking crooked. But the best to learn is to come out in the path of Allah. We learn to come to the masjid. We learn to lead our salah with takbir ula. We learn to correct our salah. We learn to correct our speech. We learn how to treat our parents. We learn how to talk to our parents. We learn how to talk about Allah. And we learn greatest the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So who is ready, inshallah, 4 months? Let's see. We'll make intention for 4 months, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. I've been tasked with giving a few minute talk on Mike Al-Ghazali. So I started this last year. I went for my 4 months. I started directly the next day after my matric exam. I started the very next day because back of my mind, I had provisional acceptance for accounting at UKZN. So I wanted to be back for accounting. So at this point, I'll be honest, I had many questions in my mind. Like directly after finishing matric, a long tiring year, you're going for 4 months. You know, it's, will you manage so long? All your friends are relaxing now. Your family is going for holiday. Will you be able to manage? But honestly, from my personal perspective, every single answer and doubt I had in my mind was answered in these 4 months. I put it in two words, life-changing. In these 4 months, you find Allah. You get a correct mindset in life. A whole objective of life changes. This is these 4 months. And my dear brothers, I tell you, I don't regret it at all whatsoever. And I will personally request each one of you all to try and go for this 4 months. Few Al-Ghazalis, we left 11 of us from Durban to Pakistan. And I'll be honest, when you see the Markaz, it's unexplainable. Each one of you all have to see for yourself to understand it. You seeing people, your Muslim brothers from countries you never heard of, Guyana, New Zealand, from Canada, England, everywhere, every corner of the world, you find your Muslim brothers. You're sleeping next to them, you're talking with them, you're interacting with them. And you learn that from every Muslim brother from every corner of the world, but they're all united as one kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And if any of you all love tea, then Pakistan is a country for tea. Everywhere you go, the people are very hospitable. And whatever khidmat they can do, they do for you. They go out of their way to make sure you are comfortable. The Cricket World Cup is on now, so I'll give you a cricket Al-Ghazali. So they sent us, we were youth. And an interesting fact is in Pakistan, the number one country that sent youth for 4 months is South Africa. So they sent us to the youth of Pakistan, to the colleges and stuff. So we went to see the youngsters, and they challenged us to a cricket match. They said, so we told them, we are soccer players, you know, it is Pakistan, cricket land. She said, no, cricket, cricket, cricket. So we agreed. But we made a deal that if we win, they must come to the masjid with us. So we went there. Now I'm parking on that on the cricket pitch. The pitch is made, handmade. And now I'm seeing this. I'm parking the bat in my hand. Only thing I can remember is the turfs my father gave me on Ashwell grounds. And I'm seeing this Pakistani fast-paced bowler. They said he's the best bowler of the district. He's running, his two-piece kurta is flapping behind him. His toes are coming from his sandals out. And I see this ball coming flying at me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed it. Shukr ahili for six. All the children from the village were watching. Hey, they were shocked. They said, Hashim Amlaya. Wondering, who is this? Next ball came. He sent a bouncer now. Hey, I ducked. Came back to earth. So with this means, try and, you say diamond cast diamond. So you're interacting with the youth, different means to bring them to the masjid, how to connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said something to the effect that utilize your youth before your old age. So what we can do now, we can't do later on. And like how in the cricket stadium, you get the VIP section for all the big shots. Each one of you are the VIPs. On the day of Qiyamah, under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have the VIP section. And now in a cricket match, you get your team and the opposition. Your team are the teammates next to you. Your good teammates. This is a good company. And the opposition are kuffar, nafs, shaitan. So, with this good company, your good team, you will overcome this opposition and be victorious. So who's ready to be victorious for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Come give your name, my brothers.
Make intention, inshallah. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. MashaAllah, take the word. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. You should stand up and give our names, inshallah. Sahaba Ikram, they sacrificed their lives for Allah's deen. Now, we are not told to do the same. We are told to give a little while out in the path of Allah. Ammar Majid. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. MashaAllah. Come, my brothers, stand up and give our names, inshallah. Sahaba Ikram, they sacrifice their body parts for Allah's deen. MashaAllah, Muslim, Allah accept, inshallah. Sahaba Ikram, they sacrifice their body parts for Allah's deen. We are not told to do all that. We are told to give a little time in the path of Allah. Come, brothers, we should stand up and give our names, inshallah. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. MashaAllah, Karodia, MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. Abdul Rahman, stand up. It's coming in the heart. Inshallah, we should stand up, inshallah. MashaAllah, you should see that. Allah accept, inshallah. Come on, brothers. If it's coming in the heart, we should stand up and give our names, inshallah. We are writing the names here. The Malaika are writing the names. MashaAllah, Allah accept. Ismail, inshallah. Ismail, Isaac. MashaAllah, Tami, we can stand up, inshallah. It's coming in the heart. Stand up, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Tamim. Huh? Come, Tamim, stand up, inshallah. Inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. So who's ready to give the name for 40 days, inshallah? The holiday time is coming. We should give our names, inshallah, 40 days, mashallah, Ahmadi. Allah accept, inshallah. MashaAllah, Faraji, Allah accept, inshallah. MashaAllah, Muhammad Ali, Ammar Majid, 40 days, and 4 months. Ammar Majid. Abu Bakr Jandu, you can stand up, inshallah, give your name. The holidays, inshallah. Madrasa holidays, you can give your names. Fawaz, you can stand up, also give your name, inshallah. It's coming in the heart, we should stand up and give our names, inshallah. Laik Majid. MashaAllah, for the Hives boy, whoever has holiday 20 days or so, they can stand up, give the name for 20 days, inshallah. 20 days. The student Jamaat who came with us 5 days, they can stand up. All the Satis, they can stand up and give the name for 20 days, inshallah. Come, Abdul Rahman, stand up, mashallah, stand up, give the name, stand up and give the name, inshallah. Majid, stand up, give your name, inshallah. Whoever else was in the student Jamaat, they can give their name for 20 days. Whoever made intention for 20 days, they can give their name, inshallah. MashaAllah, Mr. P, you can stand up, inshallah. MashaAllah, Allah accept, inshallah. Mr. P, 4 months.
Inshallah, coach now, inshallah. 40 days, December. Who's ready to join coach for 40 days, inshallah? December. MashaAllah. There's lots of takazas for December. The exams, November exams will be finished in December, around the end of November, inshallah. And then many of the youngsters in school will be free for about a month. And then the university students, you'll have free for about 3 months. Almost over 3 months. So let us see how that turn, like our Haji Bhai Padhi Rahmatullah used to say, they turn these holidays into holy days. So it's words, what great words they are. Because we'll take our time out, go in the path of Allah, and like one of us saying, to understand what is this beautiful deen that Allah has given us. The youth of today, respected youngsters, you are the future of Islam. they're getting old, the elderly amongst us, mashallah, they've given their time. But for this deen to be preserved in the future generations, you all are the soldiers of Islam. You all are the soldiers of this deen. You all have to stand up to learn how to become the soldiers of Islam. How are you going to do this? You cannot learn this on the astro courts and in the school that we attend. You will learn this when we go out to be part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll learn about the lives of Sahaba Ikram. We'll learn about the youngsters of Sahaba Ikram, how they stood on their toes. Because they wanted not to go for 3 days, or for 10 days, or for 40 days, or for 4 months. You all can answer this question. They were standing on their toes to do what? To give their lives in the path of Allah. To give their lives in the path of Allah. So these are our examples. These are our heroes. Junaid Baghdadi, Maulana spoke about. These are the heroes. We need to set our sights and our eyes on the real people, not those temporary people, those soccer stars, those sports stars who don't even know that we exist. So inshallah, let us give our names. Those who haven't given their names, give our names, inshallah. To stand up and give our names is for free. Nobody is going to come after you, track you, and hunt you down. No, we won't do that. But if we stand up and give our names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately the malaika will be recording it. Immediately Allah ta'ala, we have made our intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in your heart. And then Allah will open the way. There are some of us sitting here, we are thinking, impossible. How can I go out in the path of Allah? Perhaps my parents won't allow me to go. I don't have the money to go. We do what we can. From our side, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way. So inshallah, those who haven't given their names yet, stand up inshallah, give our names. Bismillah. We only got about 10 or 15 names. MashaAllah, what is your name? Amir. Amir, MashaAllah. Amir, which masjid you come? Shall cross, Allah accept, inshallah. How many days, Amir? 10 days, Allah accept, inshallah. Allah accept. MashaAllah, who else? Who else, MashaAllah? There are brothers, MashaAllah, who got, it's coming in the heart, when you spend 40 days in the path of Allah, you spend some time before. The other youngsters that are sitting here, we don't know what it is, we've never been out in the path of Allah. So let us, inshallah, stand up. They say the proof of the pudding is in the eating. I can sit here, or stand here, and try to describe to you what a particular fruit tastes like. But until and unless you take that bite for yourself, then only you understand what it is. You go out in the path of Allah, to taste the sweetness of Iman, go out in the path of Allah. To enjoy the sweetness of Amal. One is we'll do our Amal in our homes, but going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the masajid, when there is malaika, now you read the two rakat of Salah and see what sweetness will come into the heart. So this is what you want to experience, inshallah. So mashallah, give your name, brothers. Brothers at the back, mashallah, it's coming in the heart. Give your name.
Mashallah, Luqman is saying, stand up, inshallah, it's coming in the heart.
Stand up, brothers, inshallah. Break the back of Shaitan.
Hamza Rawat, mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah.
They give us a run for the money, Ashiful brothers. We thought about 10 Shalcross brothers' names, mashallah. Where are the Ashiful brothers, mashallah? Don't tell me from Shalcross. Hey! Hamza, Shalcross, Allah accept, inshallah. Who else?
So alhamdulillah, my respected youngsters, every month the Jamaat goes out for 3 days on the third weekend. So the students are requested to spend 24 hours. So inshallah, we all should make intention to spend 24 hours every month, inshallah. We're all ready for this, inshallah. Inshallah.
So mashallah, all those brothers that have given their names, alhamdulillah, the youngsters, Allah accept, inshallah. What a great thing. On the day of Qiyamah, that one group of people that will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it will be so hot, extremely hot, people drowning in their own sweat, will be that group of youngsters who in their youth, they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mashallah, Allah ta'ala make us all from amongst that group. Now what will happen inshallah, is that the brothers that gave their names, all the youngsters that gave their names inshallah, we're going to stand up inshallah, and 40 days, the brothers that gave their names for 40 days and 4 months inshallah. You're going to go to the right hand side, where Haji Ibrahim Mullah is. All those youngsters who gave their name for 40 days and 4 months, inshallah, stand up, and you're going to move to the my right hand side, that's your left hand side, and some advices are going to be given inshallah. All those youngsters that gave their name for 20 days and 10 days, for 20 days and 10 days inshallah, you are going to go to the back where Yusuf is, Yusuf Ali. 20 days and 10 days inshallah, to the back where Yusuf Ali is. And the brothers that gave their names for 3 days, all the youngsters that gave their name for 3 days inshallah, you can go to the left hand side where Hafiz Ahmed Randri is sitting inshallah, Dr. Saab is sitting. So 40 days and 4 months brothers, by Haji Ibrahim Mullah in the front. All the brothers who gave their names for 20 days and 10 days, you're going in the back there where Yusuf Ali is. And the youngsters that gave their name for 3 days, that should be the balance of us. Inshallah, we're going to go to the left where Bilal is, inshallah. All those brothers for 3 days, you're going to go where Bilal is, to my left. MashaAllah, the rest of us come closer, inshallah. The rest of the youngsters, we can come closer for a few minutes, inshallah. Few more minutes. So you got a choice. Either you can come and listen to another bayan, or very quickly you can go into one of the groups. You want to listen to another bayan, or you want to go into one of the groups. So if you are going to not go into those groups, you are going to come forward and I'm going to start another bayan. MashaAllah. The rest of us come closer, inshallah. Come sit as close as possible. And those of us, it's coming in the heart that we still want to join a jamaat, 3-day jamaat on that side where Bilal Murtala is, 10-day jamaats and 20-day jamaats at the back, and 40-day and 4-month jamaats on my right. So it's coming in the heart still that we want to join one of these jamaats. Bismillah. Brothers can still go. MashaAllah. Allah accept, inshallah. Inshallah, once these jamaat tafakkul has been made, inshallah, then there will be meals served downstairs. So inshallah, we will all wash our hands and prepare ourselves. We will go downstairs, inshallah, in the basement. And there's some nice refreshments that have been provided, inshallah. MashaAllah. So brothers, you can, these brothers that have come forward, you can join one of those groups, inshallah. Go and listen to the tarheed that's given. Inshallah, we will all benefit from that, right? Even the youngsters also, you can join any of the 3 groups and listen to the advices that are given. Inshallah, all the brothers can come forward, inshallah, a short dua will take place. Inshallah, we'll give you 2 minutes to round up, inshallah. All those 3 groups, mashallah, so senior satis, 2 minutes to round up, and then all come closer for the dua, inshallah. Maulana will make the dua, and then we'll go downstairs, inshallah, for meals.
Friends, one announcement quickly, like how we had this youth program. So on the 2nd of December, Saturday, 2nd of December, from Asr to Isha, There'll be a youth program for the entire province and Masjid Al Hilal, inshallah. Let's try to attend and make fikr for that program, inshallah. Let us can wash our hands and we proceed downstairs for meal, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun.